Our gospel reading this morning is from the 14th chapter of Mark. While Jesus was at Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment of nard, and she broke open the jar and poured the ointment on his head. But some were there who said to one another in anger, "Why was the anointment wasted in this way? For this anointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and the money given to the poor." And they scolded her. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, and you can show kindness to them whenever you wish. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for its burial. Truly, I tell you, whenever the good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her." Here ends our gospel reading. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. All I can say is, what a day, what a day, what a day filled with excitement. As I've been thinking about this passage, the TV came on and there's a program about diaries of all things. And I started wondering about the people of this time of Jesus. I know, they didn't have diaries. Most of them didn't write. But if they did, I kind of wondered what those diaries would look like. And I imagined, what would it be like to have a young girl there, to see her, to hear her story, to see what she would write. And I began thinking about that. And I wonder what it would have been like to be there, to see Jesus riding into town, and to feel those expectations of what is going to happen. So I thought about this young girl. What if we kind of put a twist on it? We're there in the time of Jesus, but we have Facebook, and we have Twitter, and we have diaries. And she posts in her diary and to her Twitter account every day. And we hear hashtags, expectations, RLC. Might go like this. "Dear diary, I think I'm going to call you Dee Dee. Dear diary," it sounds too immature and childish, "and this week has been crazy. Mom and Dad finally gave me my own smartphone, and I'm so excited. Let's see, I have Snapchat and Facebook and Twitter. Oh, I love Twitter. It's the coolest thing ever, and hashtags love them. Dee Dee, something exciting is going on here. You can sense it. A few days ago, I told you about that Jesus guy. I heard today in the market square that he gave blind Bartimaeus his sight. I know! He keeps healing people and teaches with those parables. But he has some pretty important people mad at him, and they're angry about those stories. Now, Mom said I should stop listening to the old gossips in town, but I heard her and Dad talking about it last night. Some people are saying that Jesus is the Messiah. Oh, I hope he is. Things are pretty tough around here. Yesterday, those Roman soldiers, they dragged some of the boys through the street, and nobody knows what happened to them. Oh, no, Mom is calling for me. I better go. Hashtags, expectations, RLC. Dee Dee, something wonderful happened today. Jesus came to the city and he was riding on the colt just like a king. No, it was like a warrior. I even heard that he sent two of his disciples to steal it. They were at Jim's house and he gave them the colt because they said, well, the master needs it. Can you believe Jim actually gave them the colt? And it was so unbelievable to see Jesus riding into town. I couldn't see really that much what he was sitting on, but I think it was the coats of his followers. And people were waving branches and placing their coats on the ground before him. some people were dancing, and all of us were yelling, "Save us, Lord, save us." At last, God has sent the Messiah to us. But, you know, he doesn't look like what I thought a warrior would look like. I mean, he's kind of ordinary looking, and he has that funny Galilean accent. Still, I just know he's going to show these Romans a thing or two. Hashtag expectationsRLC. Didi, something's wrong. My friends Katie and Hope, they were at the temple when Jesus arrived. They said he didn't do anything. He just walked around the place like he was a tourist. Ugh, a tourist. He didn't do anything. He didn't do any prayers. He didn't do any rituals. Nothing. And that's just not right. Didi, things are just horrible. Jesus still isn't doing anything. I mean, shouldn't he be leading us to battle against these Romans? Yeah, he caused a stir when he turned over the tables in the temple. I thought the Pharisees and those Sadducees were going to have a fit when they saw what happened. Boy, are they mad at Jesus. But Jesus keeps on teaching and telling stories. I think those church leaders are up to something. I mean, when do you ever see Pharisees and Sadducees talking to each other, let alone sitting together? Something is up. I wonder if Jesus is going to save us from the Romans. The soldiers were at the market again today, and that's always a bad thing around here. And they're looking for someone, and they were destroying things as they walked through the temple and through the market square. Do you think they're looking for Jesus? But he isn't doing anything. Besides that, he's not even here. He's in Bethany. Some Messiah. Hashtag expectationsRLC. Didi, things are going from bad to worse. Can you imagine anyone spending their whole life savings on a bottle of perfume? And this woman, I don't know who she was, but anyhow, she poured it over the head of Jesus to anoint him like he was a king. And what an extravagant gesture she makes from him. And some people are saying, she's a prophet. But, you know, I don't really see it. What does she know about Jesus that the rest of us don't know? Are we missing something? And even his disciples said it was a waste of money, which could be used for the poor. I know I wouldn't have wasted my money that way. I mean, it's not like he's dead or something. Hashtag expectationsRLC. No, Jesus was not the Messiah that those ancient Israelites were expecting. No, he was a very different kind of a Messiah. He was so peaceful. He wasn't warlike. And he did enter the city that day with all that fanfare. But there was no immediate changes in the lives of people. The Romans were still there. They were being ruled over. They weren't gone. And Jesus did not meet any of their expectations, certainly not those of the Pharisees or the Sadducees or even his followers. Like the people then, everyone has expectations and dreams for in our lives, don't we? For meaningful work, for fair compensation, to surround ourselves with family and friends. People who care for us, they celebrate our life, and when things go bad, they're there with us. All the while, we search for the meaning of life. So does Jesus meet our expectations? Many times we pray, but we don't always pray the right way. We attempt to bargain. On Wednesday this week, we heard from Kay Keene, and she explored this a little bit, and she talked about this and how she herself has prayed, like many of us. God, if you do this, then I promise to do this. Time and again, our expectations are not met when our daily life bumps into the reality of our faith, And there are many times we wonder, why do bad things happen in our lives? We like to have control over our lives, don't we? Faith would be easier if we could only, if I gave the right amount of money, or if I did the right thing. If you do these things, then God is going to reward you, right? Wouldn't that be easier? I think this is part of the appeal for some people of something called the prosperity gospel. Because it's their action which God, they say, will reward. The premise of this theology is that it's up to you to have the right kind of faith and do the right thing, or bad things are going to happen because you weren't good. Can you imagine telling anyone that we know that has cancer it's because they didn't give enough to the church? Or how about there was that mother and daughter this last week in the news that were hit by that car in St. Paul, and the mother's dead? Can you imagine telling her family, well, her faith was broken, and that's why this tragic event happened. Besides, if her faith was stronger, she would still be alive. This week, I ran across an article written by Kate Bowler. Now, Kate is a historian, and what she works on is the American Prosperity Gospel. And she said in this recent New York Times article, the prosperity gospel holds to this illusion of control until the very end. If a believer gets sick and dies, shame compounds the grief. In a strange twist of faith, Kate was recently diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And all of these people that she's been talking to for years are saying these type of things to her and her family. And she writes in this article about this experience of coming up against this belief system. She further wrote, the prosperity gospel tries to solve the riddle of human suffering. It is an explanation for the problem of evil. It offers people a guarantee. Follow these rules and God will reward you, heal you, restore you. The prosperity gospel holds to this illusion of control until the very end. But as believers, we know something very different. We know that there is no other gospel except for that one of Jesus Christ. As we enter into Holy Week today, we are remembering that old, old story of Jesus and his love and what he does for us. Today is a celebration of Jesus entering into Jerusalem. And as this week progresses, we're going to encounter those final scenes of Jesus' life on Thursday and then on Friday. Then we enter into a prayerful period as we wait. We wait for Christ to rise again in Easter. Throughout the Gospels, there are signs that demonstrate that Jesus is worthy of our respect. He was worth following then, and he is worth following today. So as we journey through this life into Holy Week, think about your expectations in God. And I'm going to give you a little challenge. I want to hear, where did you see God this week? Was it in your expectations, or did he break into your life? Now, you may not know this, or you may. Redeemer has a Twitter handle, and I've put it up on the screens for you. So this week, whether you do it on Twitter, or you do it on Facebook, or you send me an email, or you send me a voicemail, or just drop me a note, I want to hear, where did you see God? And use the hashtag expectationsRLC. Karna and I are going to create something using all of the responses that we see, that you'll be seeing. So next week, we will gather once again. But this time, we're going to be celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and the new life Jesus has given each of us, where we remember that our God is more powerful than the evil one, and God breaks into our life when we least even expect it. #expectationsRLC.